Every summer in mid-July, thousands gather outside the walls of Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia for a reenactment of the storming of the French Bastille prison, complete with tasty cakes. After 24 years of historical hijinks, this year will be the last, as WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Every Bastille Day, about 6,000 people storm the gates of Eastern State Penitentiary, the prison museum in Philadelphia's Fairmount neighborhood. They come to watch a silly skit ending with the beheading of a watermelon in a guillotine and for Marie Antoinette to deliver her famous line.
If the people have no bread, I say, let them eat tasty cake!
Marie Antoinette is played by Terry McNally, the proprietor of the neighborhood restaurant London Grill. She created the Bastille Day celebration 24 years ago as a way to bump up the summer doldrums of the restaurant business. After partnering with the Eastern State Penitentiary, it really took off, becoming a street festival.
It's large. It's huge. People come from all over. A lot of kids. You know, it's a real, even though it's about beheading, it's a real family, kind of a kids event.
Alas, no more. The Bastille Day celebration will come to an end after this year's performance, the axe brought down by Eastern State Penitentiary itself. Recently, the museum came up with a strategic plan to double down on its goal to be America's premier museum about criminal justice reform. The admittedly goofy Bastille Day celebration, which includes a drag cabaret troupe singing Edith Piaf songs, falls outside that mission. It's also expensive to put on. Museum Vice President Sean Kelly says he can't afford it anymore.
Everything from the stage rental to the sound systems to the street closures, and it is an enormous all-hands-on-deck process for months every year for an event that takes 1 hour and doesn't have any revenue for us. I mean, it's free, so it doesn't make any sense for us to spend that much time.
Eastern State Penitentiary also hosts the hugely popular Terror Behind the Walls Haunted Halloween attraction, another event beyond the pale of the museum's stated mission. But Kelly says that's different because it brings in money, a lot of money. More than half of the museum's annual operating budget comes from Terror Behind the Walls, and without it, the historic prison would likely get the guillotine. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.